Do you need help protecting your finances as you enter retirement? David Dickens of KC Financial Advisors has got you covered. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast.
Well, it is part two of our mini-series on the six key changes in the SECURE Act. I'm Walter Storholt. Thanks for joining us here alongside David Dickens on the Cover Your Assets KC podcast. David is the president and wealth advisor of KC Financial Advisors with an office in Overland Park. You can find us online at coveryourassetskc.com. David, we had a great first episode talking about these changes in the SECURE Act, and I know that we've got to a lot to unpack on the sixth and final change here on part two, so I want to make sure we just jump right into things on this week's episode. So we're talking about inherited IRAs. There's also this thing called the stretch IRA, which isn't actually a product, and now the strategy is also no longer either. Take us through this really important piece of the SECURE Act, because we covered lots of positive things that happened to the retirement and financial planning world from the other key changes in the SECURE Act, but now we kind of have this, I guess, negative, depending on how you view it, but for many, it's going to have a negative impact to maybe what they were planning to do with their investments and their retirement funds. So we've got to a lot to unpack here. Get it started for us.
Okay, so the change has to do with an IRA that you would inherit from someone. So prior, if that person died on December 31st of 2019 or before, you had some really great choices as to what you could do with that account. You could take all of the money right away. And I have some grandchildren of some people who have died that did exactly that. And that money is fully taxable on the day you get the check at your home. You could, on the other hand, convert that account into an inherited IRA account. In that case, you keep the tax deferral for basically as long as you want it. The only requirement is you have to take out an annual distribution that was based on your age so that over your lifetime, the account was going to be cleaned out. So that was fantastic for spreading the tax liability out over many years and even decades. That was prior to the SECURE Act. So anybody that dies after the December 31st of 19, the big change has happened to the IRAs that they leave behind. So the big change is that unless you are in a group of five eligible designated beneficiaries, and I'm going to tell you exactly who those are in a couple of minutes. Unless you're in that group, you can no longer stretch out that IRA, those payments out of that IRA over your lifetime. In other words, you lose control over deferring that money out to manage your tax liability. The long and the short of it is you have to clean that IRA out within 10 years. Unlike before, there's no annual requirement. Let's just say that you inherited an IRA from your uncle and you converted that into an inherited IRA. You didn't take the money all at once. You converted it into an inherited IRA because you wanted to maintain some of that tax deferral. You could take a little bit of the money out anytime you want, but at the end of 10 years, that account has to go away and all the remaining money in it becomes taxable. So you can take it out as lumpy as you want. You can wait all the way until the end of the 10th year. But at that point, that money comes out and it's a tax liability for you, the person who inherited the account.
So bottom line, take the money out of the equation. We're just saying, here's a problem. You've got a lifetime to deal with it. Now we're cutting that out and saying, okay, you have 10 years to solve the problem instead of a lifetime.
That's exactly right. And so that benefits most of the beneficiaries that I have worked with. Their plan is to take it out a little bit over time to, you know, defer that tax liability as long as they can. And so that has just been taken away from them. And the IRS obviously says, wait a minute, you can only let this good deal go on so long, and we should accelerate that such that we, the IRS, get to tax that money sooner. So the incentive there is obvious.
Obvious incentive for the IRS to speed up the taxation of that money. So what are then the options that we're left with for those who are going to inherit an IRA?
Okay, so there are five categories of eligible designated beneficiaries who don't have to do that. And let me read them off, and then I'm going to lump some of them together. If you're the spouse, you don't have to do that. If you're minor children of the deceased, you don't have to do that. If you're legally disabled or chronically ill and you inherit an IRA, the 10-year does not apply to you. And if you're a beneficiary but not more than 10 years younger than the IRA owner, then the 10 years doesn't apply to you. So, in other words, in that case, let's say it was your brother or your sister that did that, and you were pretty close in age, or maybe you were the older sibling. As long as you're not more than 10 years younger than the deceased, you can take it out over your lifetime. So all those people kind of get lumped into a group except for minor children. And so that's what I want to carve them out and talk about them, because it has a couple of ripple on effects that we need to take a look at. I'm not sure if I mentioned as I was going through it, but this does not apply to your grandchildren. So let's just say that you are 65, 75, 85 years old, and you've named your children and your grandchildren as beneficiaries of your IRA. Oh, actually, in that case, probably none of them are going to be able to stretch it. But your grandchildren are absolutely positively not able to extend that over their lifetimes. They're going to be very young, and the IRS says, nope, that doesn't work. Only your minor children. Once your minor children reach the age of majority, then they get taken out of this equation and go over into the 10-year clock, and it begins to tick once they reach the age of majority. So the only groups that truly retain this ability to take money out of an inherited IRA over their own life expectancies are the spouse, legally disabled or chronically ill individuals, and beneficiaries who are not more than 10 years younger than the IRA owner. A big snag that comes in here, we've got a number of clients who set up their IRA beneficiary to be their trust. And inside of their trust are instructions as to how that money is to be distributed to their beneficiaries, be they children or grandchildren. And so if that's you, you're going to need to sit down with your estate planning attorney right away, because what that's going to do, let me give you one example of many as to how that can be, how that can goof up your beneficiaries. Let's just say that your trust language restricts IRA distributions to your beneficiary to only required minimum distributions. Well, under the SECURE Act, if you're a beneficiary that's not one of these eligible beneficiaries, let's just say you, in your trust, you leave money to your grandchildren, and they're not eligible designated beneficiaries. So they are under the 10-year clause. And you say, you know what? I want to make sure that they don't spend all that money all at once, so I'm only going to let them do required minimum distributions, let's say until their 60th birthday, and these kids are 15 years old. What the new law is going to, the curveball it's going to throw you is that there are no required minimum distributions for that particular beneficiary, but they have to clean the account out at the end of the 10th year. So, reading the letter of the law, that grandchild beneficiary would get no money in years 1, 2, 3, up through 9, because there are no required minimum distributions. But the end of year 10, bam, it all comes out, and they get hit with that tax liability in year 10. That's just a significant unintended consequence of this new act. And so what you're going to want to need to do, the trust language you set up last year or 5 years ago was perfectly great back then. But things have changed as of December 31st of 2019. And going forward, the language you have in that trust regarding distributions to your heirs out of your IRAs may no longer make sense, and in fact may be harmful to them or do something to them that you didn't intend. So what you need to do is make sure that you go back and revisit that language to make sure it clearly executes your wishes for each of those beneficiaries, many of whom are likely not going to be eligible designated beneficiaries and are going to fall under that 10-year rule. Complicated enough, Walter?
Well, it's a lot of nuances, but it is nice that there are certain segments of the population where they will at least be able to say, okay, doesn't apply to me. I can keep doing the stretch. But for those who don't fall into those specific categories that you outlined, now they have to problem solve and figure out something else to do. And that's where I guess the big, your job comes into play, right? Trying to figure out now the best ways for them to act and take out these funds within a 10-year period without harming their financial plan overall.
Right. And, the good news is when you inherit money, you inherited money.
It's not a bad problem to have necessarily.
That's a terrific problem to have. But I have a lot of people who inherit money that would like to reduce the taxes as much as they possibly can. And in that case, you're probably going to want some good advice when you inherit that money. If you are bequeathing money to people, if you're leaving money behind to people, you may be the kind of person that says, I want to pay the IRS as little as possible upon my death of my assets. That may take a little rework for you because of this SECURE Act. And again, worst case, somebody pays a little extra money to the IRS, but they still inherited money, and inherited money is almost always a good thing.
Other than the fact of what had to happen for you to get that money in most of those cases, but yes.
That's correct, and I don't mean to downplay that.
No, and so, I don't think you did at all. It's just, I just wanted to make sure we were clear on that.
So if you're not in the habit of annually reviewing or regularly reviewing your beneficiary designations, and if you haven't revisited your trust recently, the passage of the SECURE Act, it provides a really great time for you to take a look at those things and just make sure that our government has plenty of rules that will handle the distribution of your assets if you don't. And so this is a fantastic time to make sure that you've made the decisions you want to make so that your choices are enacted and not government rules. If you make a mistake on this, in the vast majority of cases, it cannot be fixed after you die. So government rules are going to take over after you die. These are things you have to fix while you're still living. So take the opportunity. Get in, talk to your advisor, whether that's a legal person or a financial person, but make sure that your wishes are what are going to be followed once you die.
Making sure all these things addressed can be complex just because of all the nuances and layers, and you start getting into these tax laws and these kinds of things. And that's why it's so important to have somebody take a look at these parts of the puzzle for you. If you'd like to meet with David Dickens and talk a little bit about your situation and how you might be impacted by the SECURE Act, the loss of the stretch IRA, how it might impact your overall financial plan, you can get a complete planning review that David has created, where he'll take a look not only at this one piece of the puzzle, this kind of legacy planning and this estate planning, looking at how you're going to pass that wealth on to the next generation, but if it's about your entire financial and retirement plan, that's all part of the complete planning review process. If you'd like to come in and have your own financial CPR done, you can do that by calling 913-317-1414. That's 913-317-1414, or by going online to coveryourassetskc.com. That's coveryourassetskc.com. David, thanks for walking us through all these changes in the SECURE Act. I know it's a big thing, and it's got a lot of moving parts in it, and people have a lot of questions about it. Hopefully, we cleared some things up for folks today on what they need to focus on, who it applies to, who it doesn't apply to, and if anybody has any questions, go listen to the podcast a second time because it was packed full of a lot of great information. So yeah, give it a second listen. And then if you have any further questions from there, yeah, definitely give David a call and, he can look at your particular situation. Right, David?
That's exactly right. We'd be happy to do that.
Awesome. Thanks so much for your help. And we'll look forward to talking to you on the next episode, David.
Thanks, Walter. I will look forward to it as well.
All right. For David Dickens, I'm Walter Storholt. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you soon right back here on the Cover Your Assets KC podcast.
Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and KC Financial Advisors are independent of each other.